The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's October the 16th, 2008. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I think that God, in creating man, somewhat overestimated his ability." He's also the man who said the only thing to do with good advice is pass it on. It is never any use to oneself. And he said, "I can resist anything but temptation." And he said 1,000 other things that are often quoted. Oscar Wilde, born in Dublin, 1854, author of the plays Lady Windermere's Fan, An Ideal Husband, and The Importance of Being Earnest. It's the birthday of a man who wrote what are considered the first American tragedies, the first to use slang in drama, the first to use special effects like dramatic lighting and masks. Eugene O'Neill, born in a hotel just off Broadway in New York City in 1888, author of Desire Under the Elms, Long Day's Journey into Night, and others. The German novelist Günter Grass, born in 1927 in Danzig, Germany, best known for his first novel, The Tin Drum, which was produced in 1959, the main character, a boy who decides to stop growing to avoid being part of the Nazi regime, who can communicate only by pounding his toy drum. And it's the birthday of the man who gave his name to dictionaries ever since, Noah Webster, Hartford, Connecticut, 1758, spent 20 years working on an American dictionary, more than 70,000 words. He did all the research and the writing himself. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner, entitled Stopping Along the Way. Heading south toward campus, my car stops suddenly, abruptly, almost on its own. My right foot has found the brake pedal before my eyes can admire a very young possum strolling across our right-of-way at his personal intersection of human cross-purposes, some of whose brakes are squeaking behind us now. The possum pauses, lowers his gray, pink, and sooty snout to drink in the odor of something among the fallen and flattened sycamore leaves. I've seen too many of him lying down even flatter than seemed possible beside roads and in gutters. I realize my car's mere presence looming over him won't quicken those four deliberate paws, won't urge him out of danger. But before I can think or make some warning sign, two cars are honking. He lifts his head dreamily, comparing that sound to some distant sound somewhere deep, far back in his old, new mind, then begins strolling forward again and up onto the grass among the unloaded, locked, and abandoned bicycles and empties and leaflets left by fraternal and sisterly orders on their own ways to and from understanding or back to forbidden gardens and holes in the ground. Again, a car behind me honks, and another. It's what geese do heading south at the beginning of winter. They want to know the one in front still believes they're there and are trusting him to be sure where they're all going. A poem by David Wagner, Stopping Along the Way, from A Map of the Night, published by University of Illinois Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.